Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Life Saturday night has a lot to unfold. I'm leaving now, let's go.
Now it is the weekend. Said I can make your weekend.
Saturday morning when the sun comes out, I was sleeping with my shades pulled down. Then I will binge Netflix on my couch, grabbing some booze and then I'll chug it down. We will be dancing till we get kicked out of every
gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go-where-you-go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama, lady-o.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
Be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people! That's all!
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Day two of the House Democrats' impeachment trial case against President Trump again had California Democrat Adam Schiff arguing.
It wasn't U.S. policy that he was conducting. It was his private, personal interest.
When Democrats say he asked for investigations of the Bidens to be announced in Ukraine in exchange for military aid. They wrap up their case today with the president's attorney starting tomorrow.
We will take our period of time, of which I cannot tell you how long that case will be. We will take the appropriate time to respond and present our case.
That's Jay Sekulow. 33 million people in 10 Chinese cities are under travel restrictions to slow the spread of a new virus.
China now building a hospital dedicated to treating patients with the virus. And Disneyland in Shanghai temporarily closing its doors. The flu-like virus killing 26 people and sickening 830 in seven countries, including the U.S.
Fox's Todd Pyro. America's listening to Fox News.
When you want to watch the very latest news on Harry and Meghan's quest for privacy, turn on your TV. First, on Entertainment Tonight, Harry, Meghan, and little Archie are trying to escape the same swarming paparazzi that killed Princess Diana. We sent our reporters on a high-speed chase to get the exclusive photos to prove it. Next on Extra, how are Meghan and Harry avoiding the constant suffocating intrusion of the press? Our revealing new drone footage tells the tale. Then, in order to get the blockbuster tell-all interview with Meghan and Harry, Access Hollywood digs deep, literally, as Mario Lopez tunnels onto their estate to get the scoop. The former royals just want to be left alone, and whether it means hiding in the trees, using satellite imagery, or sneaking onto their private property posing as meter readers, the parasitic paparazzi are here to give you every last detail.
Guess who was able to get past the parasitic paparazzi to get out of his house and get to the radio station to bring us the weather? You are...
adorable.
Yes, Rich Thomas.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Kind of an
icky looking morning out there when you look and see the fog and the mist, and it's been raining here at the station on and off here. It's raining out of Maxwell right now as well. But then you remember, oh, it's Friday and everything is all so much better. Dense fog in spots this morning till about 9 o'clock. Cloudy this morning, gradual clearing later on. I think by late morning, we see improvement. Upper 50s to around maybe teasing 60 later on today. Not bad at the end of January. Partly cloudy, chilly tonight, but no freeze. Overnight low temperature in the mid-30s. We'll be in the mid-50s tomorrow. A dry day, good bit of sun. Mid-50s on Sunday, most of the day dry. Maybe an isolated shower late in the day. Better chance of scattered showers maybe by Sunday night. I think we're up near 60 on Monday. Right now, this morning, with the fog and mist, it's 53 degrees this morning at 5 minutes after 6. So that's
good
it.
Good morning and thanks, Rich. Oh, you and Bailey have a great day.
Oh, you're welcome, Siri. That's your weather.
Good morning.
Why are you so happy?
Hey, it's Friday.
Thank goodness it's Friday. Happy Friday.
All right, it's Friday.
Why are you happy about that?
End of the week?
The end of the week?
And then suddenly it's the weekend.
What about your broadcasting work?
I can do it with my eyes closed.
The sooner we begin, the sooner we finish.
And it's Friday.
This is my favorite day.
Actually, it's my favorite, too.
Shall we begin?
Showtime.
Your daughter is suffering from sausage aggression.
Oh, that's where she is.
Yeah.
You smell like sausage.
Yeah.
I'll just take her word for it.
It doesn't work on human females quite the same way it does on doggy females, but...
They don't have Ode sausage cologne?
No, I have Ode Kaneka on me. I cooked a package, a pound of rope Kaneka sausage this morning.
Really good.
To complement a cheese omelet.
You put it on TV.
You did? Oh, that's the magic sound of Bailey. You gotta watch out for those headphone cords, kiddo. 6 minutes after 6 o'clock. Gosh, last night when I left after the afternoon show, yesterday was a great day.
Good.
For News Talk 93.1 FM. And we begin by thanking you for listening, because it certainly showed up. Beautiful day all the way around. But as I was going home last night, I started to feel like those things that happen when you're first getting a fever, and your sinuses dry out, and you kind of feel like you got the chills coming on.
You been to China?
No, not this week. But every once in a while, you get a hankering for one of those Chinese wieners, and... I should look for that. Let me see. It's been like 500 years since we played that. And it is the Chinese New Year. I was going to play something for that, but I've managed to lose it already.
I have a bone to pick with you.
Well, I'm off to the fair city of your birth. I'll bring you a hot dog on Sunday.
Please, bring me a wiener.
Absolutely.
Thank you, sir. Did you ever have a Vienna wiener?
No, I had a Chinese wiener one time.
I know what the guy said when he served it.
Of
I don't have a Chinese
one. And funny. I know the whole story behind that, because still, but I will keep that in confidence, as I was asked to do.
So, yeah, it's a pretty big deal, that virus. What is it called again? It starts with a C.
Corona. I think it's the coronavirus.
I've had that virus before. On the beach.
Oh, no, no, no.
One
no,
too
no,
many coronas.
No, no, no. That's a different kind of corona. I think we're going to begin the morning with our most electrifying story after the William Tell Wake Up, which is just moments away. Animal stories today includes, I got to forward this one to Mademoiselle Goose, about a woman's office that was invaded by a possum.
Whoa.
Opossum is the correct
What's
word.
What's the possum's name?
Penelope.
Oh, okay.
And I got to tell you, I have never been a possum person. You know?
Yeah.
They always show up when you don't expect them, and they kind of startle you, and they're not the sweet. But Penelope is a riot. She is so much fun. Yeah. I did not know. And the reason she has one, because it's not recommended that you domesticate possums. There was no choice here. When they found Penelope, she was on the brink of death.
Yeah.
So they weren't even sure they were going to be able to save her. Now she's the most spoiled possum in America.
Yeah.
When I go down there to visit, I stop at the store and I bring her...
What do they eat?
Fresh grapes.
Oh.
Berries.
Yeah.
She loves yogurt.
Wow.
And
She has a very, very nice life. Janelle built her a little house.
Did they,
on the patio.
They got teeth, right? I mean, did they?
Yeah. But, you know, they're one example. They eat thousands of ticks. So, and nobody wants to get bit by one of those because those things can cause troubles that don't go away. Oh, gosh, yeah. So they have a very useful purpose to man. So that's why my attitude's been changed.
And that's our possum moment this morning at 10 minutes after 6.
More animal stories around 7:45 with Tusk, introduced by Simba, the news elephant. Morning, Simba. At 6:10, your local news.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. A man was found shot in his car yesterday afternoon, and now Montgomery police are investigating as a homicide. Authorities found the victim in the 2300 block of Stella Street, but believe the shooting happened in the 2100 block before the victim drove off and crashed. A grand jury has indicted a teenager on manslaughter charges in the fatal crash that killed Auburn University announcer Rod Bramblett and his wife Paula last year. 16-year-old Johnston Edward Taylor was indicted on 2 counts of reckless manslaughter. An arraignment hearing is scheduled for January 30th. A former bookkeeper is facing up to 20 years in prison for stealing more than $13,000 from Goodwin Middle School in Montgomery. Tiffany Franklin, convicted of first-degree theft of property. The attorney general's office says she pleaded guilty to stealing the money between September 2017 and June 2018. Those are your news headlines this morning. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Jalea Brooks. United
for your comfort. Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. I know there are a lot of different name brands out there. So if someone needs a system serviced or repaired, does it matter what brand it is?
Not at all. At United, our service techs are trained to service and repair all brands.
What if it was installed by another company?
It doesn't matter. United's service team is here for you 24/7, and we service thousands of families here in the River Region.
Don't waste your time with another company when United will give you prompt service at a fair price with 100% satisfaction guaranteed by trained technicians.
Sign up for our affordable yearly maintenance plan to help avoid a major repair with a major cost and get 15% off any service repair throughout the year.
United service team is on standby and here for you. For the number one AC, heating, plumbing, and electrical service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Elon Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I was just outside and conditions are getting foggier.
Leon's getting larger.
All right, you are, Swim. So wake up at 6:14.
Thank you.
lot of Tinder dates, and only half of them go well. For the other half, I have Date Alert.
From the makers of Life Alert, Date Alert helps you escape from any bad date.
Help! This guy won't stop talking, and I can't get out.
Stay calm. We're sending a fake urgent work call to your phone.
Oh, excuse me. It's work. I better leave right away.
Date Alert is there to assist in any emergency.
My date looks nothing like her picture, but she already saw me walk in the bar.
We're sending in a rowdy bachelor party distraction so you can walk right out.
And with our eavesdrop feature, you don't even have to press a button. Just say your safety word and we'll jump into action.
Hey, what you got under that sweater?
Tamagotchi!
Excuse me, ma'am. I think you left something in the bathroom.
Thanks to Date Alert, I just snuck out the back. Unnoticed. And I met a cute bartender.
Date Alert. We make it easy to pull out of a date.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Well, I was going to talk about how they moved the doomsday clock forward.
Yeah?
But as we were getting ready to rejoin the broadcast in progress, I heard Jay and Rich talking about Picard.
Yeah, on CBS All Access.
So, but tell me about that. Sounds more like, I don't want to talk. This doomsday clock is the biggest crock of crap. Say that fast five times. The clock is a crock of crap. You know, and they're just using it to try and...
Picard comes out every Thursday. And it's 45 minutes long, and it was really good. I don't want to spoil it for anybody. Jean-Luc Picard
from Star Wars?
From the United Federation of Planets, bozo.
The UFP? How could I be so shallow?
When was the last time you kissed a girl?
Move out of here. Move out of your parents' garage.
You people. Stupid television show. I did 30 years ago.
Now that you've mentioned that, why not?
When you were in a beam down on the planet, okay, for the last time in episode 25, I was wondering, like, when you left your quarters for the last time and you opened up your safe, what was the combination?
I don't know. I mean, it's been a long time. I don't know that.
Okay.
You know, before I answer any more questions, there's something I wanted to say. I having received all your letters over the years, and I've spoken to many of you, and some of you have traveled, you know, hundreds of miles to be here, I'd just like to say, get a life, will you, people? I mean, for crying out loud, it's just a TV show. I mean, look at you. Look at the way you're dressed. You've turned an enjoyable little job that I did as a lark for a few years into a colossal waste of time. I mean, how old are you people? What have you done with yourselves? You must be almost 30. Have you ever kissed a girl?
That is one of SNL's greatest moments ever.
And he took a lot of flack from Trekkies about that.
Maybe they should just look in the mirror, you know what I'm saying?
You're right.
How you doing, Jay?
I'm making it.
Did you have your breakfast?
No. I need to go down and get my breakfast.
Hey, I want you to take tomorrow and the next day off.
Thank you.
I agree with Rich. I think your problem is you don't give your body a chance to heal, so I agree. We'll cover for you tomorrow and Sunday.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate
Plus,
that.
I like the replay that you picked out for your show tomorrow.
Oh, did you see that? Yeah, that's cool. That's good stuff.
Get a life.
20 minutes past, whatever happens in the markets on a daily basis. Brett McDonald joins us on Happy Hour just after 5 o'clock to analyze it. Yesterday, his take on events moving forward in the markets, and of course, those dollar activities ultimately affect all of us, but especially those of you who have a 401k that's market-based, and it looks really, really good.
I hope you don't have any stock in the Chinese theaters.
Well,
I don't know if you've seen that news blurb from the Hollywood Reporter.
Oh.
They've closed all Chinese theaters in China.
Well, we were going to go... What's the name of that Chinese city we were going to go to, Rich?
Hoo-ah!
That one, yeah.
Well, that's the reason. To prevent the spread, they are closing those theaters.
By the way, weren't you going to go to Disneyland in Shanghai today? It's closed.
What am I going to do with two tickets to Shanghai? I get Roz to babysit, and now I can't. There's no point.
The Shanghai Disney Resort is shut down.
Yeah. So
China shutters nearly 70,000 movie theaters.
Don't!
Because of that outbreak.
You know how they pronounce that in Chinese? Don't!
Same.
So, yeah, don't put stock in the Chinese theaters today.
Did you see the story yesterday? This horrendous new flu or whatever it is was found in a city where China works on dangerous pathogens. So it's
that
like
sense.
This might have been an escape germ.
But WHO didn't declare it a crisis yet. They said it's mostly people who have other conditions, diabetes, various other...
So the WHO, but what about the other group?
Why?
What do they have to say?
Well, WHO-FM says...
that reminds me of the 80s.
Oh, jeez.
We had a... We made up a sister companion radio station in our company that was in Ames, Iowa. W-E-W-E, the big wee-wee.
Do you know who...
And the jocks, they're all talking. They're just really, you know, picky little top four stations. And we would co-broadcast at times.
Do you know who worked at WHO?
Ronald Reagan.
Yes, he did. He called baseball games from the ticker.
Do I get a prize?
How's your ticker?
I'm taking that that thing, which was caused by the 5 o'clock newscast on a Thursday show. So, and I got to go for a cardio workup a week from today, which I really want to cancel. I don't think I need it. Arrangements will be announced on Monday.
I think you better go. If they sent you to a cardio doctor, you got to go.
By the way, this all started with a message for Brett McDonald.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do
no,
that.
No, no, no. Who would love to hear from you and help you plan it, you know, get in on this incredible market and get something that is growing. They're talking about 15% growth in a year. This is a rare period in the history of markets. So why not take advantage? You don't have to bring a checkbook or anything. Just sit down and have a conversation about your goals, where you want to be down the road, and let them help you get there at McDonald and Hagen, 387-0094. Still raining. I'm going to go down and check. Make sure.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have mostly light to moderate traffic around the city of Montgomery right now. Moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery on I-65 and 85, and a dense fog advisory for the listening area. It is very foggy out there in places. Please buckle up and drive carefully. We've got a couple of disabled vehicles. I-65 southbound ramp at Highway 14 in Prattville, and also at the top of the ramp at Cobbs Ford Road to I-65 southbound. Watch for those and be safe out there this morning. Are you looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trentham State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trentham State now for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Okay, folks, the new year is here, and I have to close out a great selection of really nice mattresses. The factories are discontinuing many of my most popular models, and I have to liquidate much of my huge inventory fast. Serta, Jameson, Sutherland, and other floor samples in fresh inventory are reduced. Twins, twin longs, fulls, queens, and kings are in stock, as well as beds, headboards, and adjustable bases. We sell frames and all-size foundations to replace those old squeaky ones in your child's room. All my diamond mattress floor samples must be replaced so you can save hundreds. I have many one-of-a-kind king mattresses to liquidate. Serta's from $319, a Jameson latex mat for $599, thick pillow tops from $449 while supplies last. Mr. Sandman has been voted the area's favorite mattress store for 20 years because we have great mattresses, always discounted, and more choices in stock. We have two locations on the Atlanta Highway with different selections, so shop both sides open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
When we had something planned, it would rain.
I'm gonna go buy some jelly beans at a magical candy store on a cloud.
Con the rain.
We get really loaded. We go up on the roof, change the storm windows.
It would explain what's driving this extreme weather.
I blame the French and their crazy sex water.
We all know you're about as deep as a puddle.
Light rain, heavy fog at 6:26 with the timeline for the 24th of January. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
There are 342 days left, and this year is toast. Today is National Beer Can Appreciation Day.
What's wrong with the beer cans we got?
They seem flimsier, cans in general.
Yeah, that's true.
I stopped drinking out of aluminum cans when they said you could get Alzheimer's from aluminum cans.
Is that right? Did you, when you were a teenager, put the, you know, the hole in the bottom and do the shooting of the beer?
As a teenager, quite pure.
Well, let's put it this way. I don't think I did it until I was in college. Okay. Nice memories of shooting a beer. All right. Belly Laugh Day. It's Compliment Day. That sure is a nice tie you're wearing. Oh, you're not wearing a tie. It's National Peanut Butter Day. I saw you you had the peanut butter down there.
Yes. Yeah. It's good brain food.
Right. 1848, James Marshall discovers gold. A gold nugget at Sutter's Mill in Northern California. That starts the gold rush of 49. 112 years ago, in 1908, the first Boy Scout manual was published. It was a book that inspired the entire Boy Scout movement called Scouting for Boys. It was written by Sir Robert Baden-Powell, a general in the British Army. 1922, a guy from Iowa patented the Eskimo Pie. 85 years ago, in 35, speaking of beer, Kruger Cream Ale, brewed by the Kruger Brewing Company, became the first beer and sold in a can. All right? Good. That's good to know. 1958, Dateline, Liverpool, England. The Quarrymen performed at the Cavern Club. It was the band's only performance at the club, but 3 years later, when they appeared again, they had a new name, the Beatles. Now, our song of the day. We did one from the Animals about, about a week or two ago. It's My Life. How about this classic? It's actually a New Orleans folk song. It has been called the first folk rock song. 1964. Love this guitar riff. There's a house in New Orleans they call the Rising Sun. And it's been the ruin of many a poor boy. And God, I know, I'm one. Animals.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the Rising Sun.
Wasn't that the first song that reached number one that was longer than like 2.5 minutes or something?
It's 3:52. Is that right?
I think it's over four.
4:05?
No, it's over 4 minutes. Oh, okay. It's over 4 minutes long.
Wow.
And that was one of the first, if not the first, to ever reach like that high on the charts, and it was that long.
Wow. Yeah, because if you are over 3 minutes, like, what?
They even released an edited version of Stairway to Heaven. I think it was 3:28.
Yeah, they did.
You know what you don't hear anymore? Songs that fade out at the end. Well, that one has a cold ending, but you remember how songs used to fade out?
I wonder how that got... Well, you just can't figure out how to end it,
yeah,
so just...
Yeah, she faded out.
Faded down.
Yeah. On this date in 1972, this still gets me. 72 is the year. Farmers in Guam discovered a Japanese soldier who had hidden the jungle for 28 years, had no idea that World War II was over.
I remember that story.
Wow. 45 years ago in 75, Larry Fine of the Three Stooges died of a stroke at the age of 72.
One of us is crazy, and it's not you.
Really quick on the hotkey there.
Maybe that's what I'll do with my time. I'm going to be in bed a lot tomorrow.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just watch Stooges.
No, that's
I'll loan you my cube.
That's not bad.
Yeah, the whole set and
I got
everything.
The whole set.
Yeah.
I might do that.
Let me know. I'll bring it in with me. Yeah.
I think I own the whole set on digital, but I forget which digital service I own it on. Oh, gosh. 84, Steve Jobs unveils the Macintosh personal computer to a group of Apple shareholders. He did it with a dramatic presentation, which shocked the crowd when the Mac spoke for itself. 1985, Space Shuttle Discovery is launched from Cape Canaveral on the first secret all-military shuttle mission. They did that a couple of times with Gemini, or at least one time with Gemini. Completely secret mission, and just now... The news is coming out on...
That I wasn't aware of.
Oh, yeah.
I missed that story.
Took some pictures of Russia. And
oh.
I mean, some,
mm-hmm.
31 years ago in 1989, Ted Bundy fried in the Florida electric chair. 2000... Yes, there he is. That we had a microphone there. 2004, NASA's second rover, Opportunity, lands on Mars, sends back first pictures to Earth 4 hours later. 2006, Disney bought Pixar. That was a good investment. $7.4 billion. Worth a lot more now. Some birthdays. Let's see. Ed Helms. He's Andy on The Office. He's 46 today.
I can't stand him, but that's what makes that character work on that show.
Right.
He's so putrid.
See, you know how we felt about Joffrey and everything when we were watching Game of Thrones.
Oh, is that?
Like, the actor's probably a really nice guy.
Yeah.
But he has a face you want to punch, and he has... His character was so bad, which means he played it so well.
Yeah.
That I just hate him, even out of character.
Yeah. It's, you know, he was always the guy. He was always trying to undercut somebody else by bad-mouthing them, trying to climb the office ladder.
Oh. And that
you
actor...
Know, people like that in real life.
That actor had to take the abuse, too. People just hate him.
I know. And it's a testament to their acting ability to be able to pull that off, but yeah.
Mary Lou Retton is 52. Legendary gymnast, 1984.
Her finest moment came in the third Naked Gun.
It was the third
movie.
One, yeah.
Yeah, she goes cartwheeling down the aisle to collect her trophy.
Natasha Kinski is 59. Yakov Smirnoff is 69. Aaron Neville, loved the song Tell It Like It Is from the Neville Brothers in New Orleans, 79 today. Neil Diamond is 79.
Hey.
Sweet Caroline. Oh, my gosh. That gets so much play. Baseball stadiums everywhere.
Can't stand Sweet Caroline. I'll take about any other song of his over Sweet Caroline.
I bet he would say the same thing.
Yep.
Ray Stevens is 81. John Belushi would have been 71 today, died at the age of 33, speedball overdose.
So it's been more years since he's dead than years...
Yeah,
he was actually lived.
82 he died.
I remember that day. I was at a remote when that story broke, and late in the afternoon.
I think, was he in Los Angeles, I think? Or was it south of the border?
No, he was in L.A.
Yeah, okay. Tomorrow is the start of the year of the rat. in China.
Year of the rat. Oh, wait, that's not how that song goes.
It's the year of the cat, right?
It's You're the doing year of the rat.
Al Stewart. 21 days till Valentine's Day. The time change in 43 days. We go to daylight time. Spring begins in 55 days. MLB opening day.
Hey, now.
Is 61 days away unless the Chinese close that. And SEC football is 225 days away. That's your timeline.
With your host,
Wait, no. Wait, the Olympics are this year, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Where are they at?
Tokyo.
Okay, Japan's okay.
Yeah.
But, like, China has been banning large crowds gathering.
Yeah.
Which is why they closed down the theater, so yeah. Yikes.
Good thing this is not Beijing's year, huh?
Oh, boy.
Shouldn't have been Beijing's year when it was Beijing's year.
With all that pollution.
Biggest polluters on the planet.
Beijing's year sounds like a...
I'm reading here where certain groups of millennials are changing their diet because they don't want their diet to affect climate change.
Did you read that on TikTok?
No, that's an Instagram story.
Okay.
Instagram.
I'm working on my TikTok account. And I'm also, and I'm saying this on the air so I can say I patented.
It was patented.
But I am going to invent a new type of podcast called the Bedcast.
Oh. You already did that.
Well, I'm saying it again because you'll forget you're not feeling well.
No. Yeah, I remember you did that from your home. You did a Bedcast.
I did.
We hooked everything up.
Yeah, for 2 months. That was fun. I mean, it wasn't fun having to be in bed because I was in so much pain, but...
It also wasn't fun trying to make sure that connection was stable.
That was true. It is 6:36 on News Talk 93.1. As I mentioned, the fog, we're looking at...
CBS
8, pretty thick. Let's see what we can expect.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
That fog advisory in effect until 9 o'clock this morning. And there's been a couple of showers, too. I'll check the radar here while we're talking. But most of the showers are now moving, into around Lee County, Tuskegee. And as the front moves on to the east. Cloudy this morning. Gradual clearing by midday. I think we'll tease 60 degrees today. Upper 50s to around 60. Partly cloudy, chilly tonight, but no freeze. Overnight low in the mid-30s. We'll be in the mid-50s tomorrow. Dry day, good bit of sunshine, and mid-50s on Sunday, most of the day dry, maybe an isolated shower late in the day, better chance of scattered showers later on Sunday night and through Monday morning, and up near 60, I think, by Tuesday. Right now this morning, we have light rain at Maxwell, last time we checked. 53 degrees, visibility 3/4 of a mile at 6:38.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASC and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
We got time to get traffic in, don't we?
How long is the traffic?
A minute and 10, 20.
I don't know.
Let's talk about it for another minute and then decide.
I'll tell you what, let me just talk about Montgomery Paint and Body.
That'll be better.
Yeah.
Because days like this, sadly, produce a lot of business. If you're going to get your car fixed or need to get it fixed, maybe you just want to spruce it up for resale. These are the people to call because from day one, Donnie Turner, and now in partnership with his son Brandon, said, lay down the law. We're going to fix everything. We're not going to fix it at all. They skip no steps in the process. And their goal is to return a car to every customer they serve that looks as good as new, maybe better. I mean, they kind of live for that moment when the customer is back with their car for the first time and they see it restored and just their jaw drops because they do amazing work inside and out. The only thing missing is that new car sticker on the windshield. Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Remember the number, 27REC with a W.
It's showtime.
As we await to connect with our friends in TV land. About high pressure stuff, right?
This is the most stressful stuff. Ten of the most stressful things.
A lot of people are trying to de-stress this year, but unfortunately, tax season is right around the corner.
Yeah, well, a new survey found the most stressful things in our lives. Some of the top ones are taxes,
going to the doctor and dentist, credit card debt, traveling, and visits from our in-laws.
I love going to the dentist.
Yeah, but not if you have to put it on your credit card because then you're in debt.
Well.
There we go. All right, let's bring in our friends over
at... That's the American way.
News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys. Happy Friday to you.
You don't break any speed laws going to the dentist, but I mean, you know.
I've had a history of dental illness, and it's when I was a kid,
right,
and my mother would make the appointment to see Dr. Saltar in Chicago because
Dr. Saltar?
Dr. Saltar.
Wow.
You never forget the guy. Quick, dentist. I did get even with him. Right. I did get even with him. I had my first cavity with Dr. Saltar. Now, this is a long time ago. Technologies were not quite as advanced as they are today. And, of course, they've got that water running into your mouth, right?
Well, yeah.
So he says, spit. And great. So I spit, and I hit the wall across from my chair. And then he said, no, you see that little bowl over there? The next
That's
time
where
I ask you to spit, lean over and spit into that, please.
Yep.
God, I was a dumb kid.
He was probably driving that bus that day.
Now, the day I know I got a dental appointment, it's like a knot in my stomach until it's over and done with.
It's the sound of that. Some of the sounds of their equipment.
We can send a man to the moon. We can do all these miraculous technological things. We have not found a way to put a silencer on a dental drill. That's got to happen.
I know.
I don't get that.
Okay, we covered that. How about taxes now? Tax season coming up here, right?
Oh, I've had fun with them, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Story for every occasion.
Well, no, I just...
Did they tell you to spit?
No, they didn't. But
I told you to do other things, I'm sure.
I urge everybody watching I think it's always best to spend a little extra and get a CPA to do your taxes.
Okay.
I finally started doing that a long time ago, but man, if you fall behind with them, you may as well borrow money from the mafia because the mafia treats you better than the IRS does. Mm-hmm. When they're trying to collect from you. I mean,
Do you own taxes, Jay?
I do my own, yeah.
Yeah, I got you.
I haven't really run into that. I mean, it's just me, you know? Yeah, it's just the one job. Yeah. So it's like, they're easy.
Yeah. Okay. How much time do we have left?
Do you ever get nervous?
From your in-laws being stressful?
Oh, yeah. I bet that can be.
Don't have that problem either.
my in-laws.
That's why I sent this one to our in-house expert.
All those marriages, all those in-laws, all that sorts of stuff.
Surely.
This is the truth. My mother's in-law loved me more than their daughters did.
Really?
This is going to be hard for some of you to believe, but I was the kid that you wanted your daughter to go out with. I went astray there for a while, but...
What happened?
All right.
Getting into the rock and roll business is what happened, actually. Yeah. But yeah, no, in fact, my first mother-in-law, who lived to be like 98, passed away just a couple of years ago. We stayed in touch.
But a lot of people don't like their mother-in-law, right? I mean...
I think that's a TV show thing.
Okay, that's a sitcom thing.
Not everybody is like Doris Roberts.
I think it just has to do with people visiting, anytime someone's coming to stay at your house for a little while.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Like
that's stressful.
Or anything like that. You just don't want people in your house for a while.
That's true.
Julia, that was the most salient point of this whole conversation. My dad, we got along great.
You
live close enough where they have to, they can make it.
Yeah.
Far enough away where they can't just
pop
in,
up on you. Exactly.
Yeah.
And then you just plan it that way.
Yep.
Well, on that note, guys, we're going to wrap this convo. We'll catch you on Monday.
Getting started.
Hey, go back to TikTok.
I know. If you want to hear more from our friends, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1, Monday through Friday, starting at 6.
Well, that shirt really shows up on TV, doesn't it?
That it does.
Yep. I should get the French's logo and put it on one side because I look like a mustard representative. All right, we're going to get that traffic update we just missed, and then Fox News, and then we're back with today's Cheap and Trashy, which features something brand new all about Mr. Peanut's passing, which will take place during the upcoming Super Bowl.
Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96?
Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have a dense fog advisory in effect this morning, and there is a lot of it out there in places. You got to slow down this morning and be cautious. We've got a little bit of a slowdown on I-85 through the River Bridge in Montgomery and the interchange. Just very foggy everywhere, but we are seeing a lot more cars inbound now on the 31s. On the boulevard, we're starting to see some congestion and all of the red lights. Please drive carefully this morning and slow down in this foggy soup that we got going on out there. Festival Plaza, the center of shopping in East Montgomery, has limited leasing space available. Festival Plaza, anchored by the AMC Theater, is at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Call David McClinton for more info, 270-9177. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Day two of the House Democrats' impeachment trial case against President Trump again had California Democrat Adam Schiff arguing,
it wasn't U.S. policy that he was conducting. It was his private, personal interest.
When Democrats say he asked for investigations of the Bidens to be announced in Ukraine in exchange for military aid. They wrap up their case today with the president's attorney starting tomorrow.
We will take our period of time, of which I cannot tell you how long that case will be. We will take the appropriate time to respond and present our case.
That's Jay Sekulow. 33 million people in 10 Chinese cities are under travel restrictions to slow the spread of a new virus.
China now building a hospital dedicated to treating patients with the virus. And Disneyland in Shanghai temporarily closing its doors. The flu-like virus killing 26 people and sickening 830 in seven countries, including the U.S.
Fox's Todd Pyro. America's listening to Fox News.
How would you like to drive a 2020 Infiniti QX50? Well, now you can, because Wind Creek Wetumpka is giving away not one, but two Infiniti QX50s in our Infiniti and Beyond giveaway. You can earn chances to win now, and be sure to come in for the grand prize drawings on February 1st and February 15th. The QX50 may be the nicest SUV on the road today, and you have two chances to win. So come play at Wind Creek Wetumpka and go to Infiniti and Beyond.
Hi, this is Jessica Smith at Memories Flea Antique Mall in Prattville. We're a local business with a small advertising budget, and we found working with Blue Water, we were able to put together a plan that would work for us. If your business is in need of advertising, I would recommend you call Blue Water Advertising.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And welcome to today's Cheap and Trashy. I do want to mention, though, it is really getting foggy. Visibility on Interstate 85 behind our building is about a quarter mile at the most. No exaggeration. Because you know us, we are not here to frighten you.
B-S-B-S.
Maybe that would be better put by saying, we want you to need us. We want you to know that you can come to us to get the latest information on conditions around you. The Grammys on Sunday, and to me, it's like,
oh, my God, who the hell cares?
You have a rooting interest in anyone in this Grammy?
No, not at all. And there's this whole controversy now about secret meetings and how they exclude certain
rigged votes. Yeah. And you wonder how long that's been going on. Yeah. It is, you know, and then that would cast a shadow over every other awards ceremony from the Oscars on.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Are votes being accurately counted? Do they really mean anything? Here's a suggestion, though, if you want to watch.
Millions of people watch the Grammys, but a lucky few get to watch the Grammys with their Grammy.
Who's that boy singing about being a bad guy?
Grammy? That's Billie Eilish. She's a girl.
No wonder he looks so depressed.
Grammy!
It's music's biggest night with your family's oldest member.
Lizzo's a great dancer.
I hope they reinforce the stage.
Grammy!
Don't Grammy me. They can feel those tremors all the way in Puerto Rico.
Nothing's more fun than the Grammys with Grammy.
Ooh, that's Blake Shelton from The Voice. He can come spin around in my chair anytime.
Grammy!
A little roundup on some of the Super Bowl commercials that have been previewed. Old Spice is bringing back Isaiah Mustafa. You saw him in a Super Bowl ad 10 years ago.
Is that one of the characters in The Lion King?
No, that's Makuna Katata.
Who's talking is this?
This time he plays an embarrassing dad to his son, so they've advanced it a generation. We've talked about how Mr. Peanut will be dead during the Super Bowl, and we have a musical tribute to Mr. Peanut to start the 7 o'clock hour with a little help from James Taylor. How about that? Molly Ringwald is in a Super Bowl spot. So is MC Hammer doing a Cheetos ad. This whole thing has become a real good tool for forgotten people to make a comeback. Mountain Dew is going to parody The Shining. Winona Ryder stars in a Squarespace commercial about returning to her birthplace of Winona, Minnesota. Katie Kirk is in an ad for Olay. And Bill Nye, we have a call, so let's find out what Don's got to say.
Dan.
Hey, Dan.
Excuse me. You need a vowel movement.
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
Hey, guys. How's everybody doing? Love your show. Thank you. Just a comment for Greg.
Yes.
If voting and anything really counted, do you think they'd let us do it? Boom, boom. Thanks, guys. Bye.
I got you. Thank you. No, that's a good line. Good line. I'm Fran Drescher from The Nanny. Is 62. Huh? She's apparently got a friend with benefits. I guess good insurance.
I got that.
There's a supercut of her on whatever network it is that carries The Nanny. Might be Sundance, where they got her. They got all those edited together.
I couldn't stand her voice.
Yeah, that. Yeah. Speaking of people we can't stand, Amy Schumer's ex-boyfriend is now living with Amy and her husband.
Interesting.
That's two very sick men. Annabelle Sciorra is testifying at Harvey Weinstein's trial. You know, if you pay attention to the internet, I know our audience does, there are so many people involved in this impeachment scam that are pictured with him, casting judgment on a president, but they have plenty of time to take his money and pose for pictures. Look it up. Opening this weekend, The Gentleman. That we saw the preview of that. Matthew McConaughey's in it. All right, all right, all right.
Yeah.
He is caught in a bloody drug war when he's targeted by Henry Golding, a gangster who wants the London marijuana empire that he refused to sell. The Turning, which features Mackenzie Davis from Terminator Dark Fate. The Last Full Measure. Sebastian Stan plays a Pentagon staffer who uncovers a conspiracy while digging into a decades-old Congressional Medal of Honor request for a Vietnam War airman whose heroism was buried to cover up a friendly fire scandal.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Sounds like that's based on a true story.
It is.
Yeah.
Let's see. If you saw the thing, Prince Charles did not deny a handshake from Mike Pence. That's just the way it. They wanted to make it look that way, but that is not the case. Upon further review, and Robert Downey Jr.'s Malibu estate is like a wildlife refuge. That's what we got.
There's an accident we should probably mention right now. I-85 getting onto the I-65 south at the bottom of the ramp. There's an accident there. One lane of traffic. So get in the left lane. All right. That report from our traffic dungeon. Downstairs.
We'll be heading down there in just a moment. The era of friendly personal service is not dead. It just depends on where you choose to get your prescriptions filled. With mergers and other complications, box store pharmacies, they're not the place. if you need to get something turned around quickly, if you want the urgent attention of the staff, sometimes the doctor gives you a script, you go to the drugstore like Jay needs to go,
yeah.
And they want you to wait for 40 minutes. When you feel bad, you don't want to wait 40 minutes. That's why you're so much better off partnering up with Adams Drugs. First of all, you can get any over-the-counter need you have. And they have a state-of-the-art computer system so they can enter and process your prescriptions just as fast as anybody else. And this past year, they were named Alabama's Retailer of the Year, the gold level. That's the biggest. That's the top. Why? Because each individual store is very, very personal. They do a good business to qualify to win in that category, but you never feel like you're a grain of sand on a big beach, if you will. You're there. They get to know your name. In fact, I've made this comparison before. They're kind of like the Cheers bar of pharmacies.
Everybody knows your name.
Yeah, and it's great. I go there at least once every other week, and whenever I'm there, somebody comes in. Hey, you know, it's always first name. That's a, your first name pharmacy, Adams Drugs. 12 locations, 3 have wellness clinics. Go to adamsdrugs.net to find the one nearest you. Random facts coming up next hour. I haven't given much thought to a convoluted intro. There will be a pop quiz, win a $10 food outlet gift certificate. That's coming up next hour. Right now, let's see what Skipper's got.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Good morning. If you are merging from I-85 to 65 on the ramp downtown at the interchange, we have an accident on the ramp to 65 southbound. It's at the bottom of the ramp, but traffic is one lane, and you'll need to be in the left lane to get by. That is already backing up traffic on I-85 southbound. Where have we heard that before? Yesterday, we had the same nightmare. It is extremely foggy this morning. Please be careful everywhere you are. We have a good bit of traffic on 65 and 85 through downtown. We are beginning to see some congestion at the lights on the boulevard through the fog. Please slow down and buckle up this morning. Bring your tax refund to Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Get a minimum of $1,000 trade-in on anything you can ride, roll, chase, or drag on the lot. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Word of a brand new wreck since that traffic report was filed.
Yeah, the second accident on I-85 South at Court Street now. I-85 downtown becoming a mess. So again, the second, this one just happened. I-85 southbound at Court Street. And that's going to cause a problem for sure.
Okay, you know what I need to do? I think I should go down and look out the back door like Creedence Clearwater Revival once suggested and see for myself. See if it's backing up.
Yeah. So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay, okay.
Oh, no, they got motion sensor lights. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, is that an arborvitae?
Get in the car, Bubba!
All right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Ilhan Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by